We're joined in studio now by Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, Fionnán Sheehan. Fionnán, you've read the email as well. What do you think?
Well, it tells RTE staff that there's an adult back in charge and somebody who understands the depth of the crisis that has been happening. And he's talking a lot about transparency, openness, making himself available and speaking not only internally but externally. And that's been very much absent from this organisation for the last 4 weeks. Information has been dragged out of people. People have been unavailable. And to be quite frank, answers that have been provided by this organisation, both to the Oireachtas and to other media organisations, have been misleading. So that attitude would appear to have changed. There's a number of questions that arise, obviously. As he's standing down the leadership team that's in place at the moment, so who and what replaces that? At the moment, Dee Forbes is gone as of midnight last night, obviously. Rory Coveney resigned yesterday, Geraldine O'Leary due to retire next month, and Jim Jennings out at the moment for health reasons. So that's pretty much half. Then we've still got another five people who are in positions. How many of them will now be on the new board? We'll wait and see. I mean, he has his time to set that out today, but he's quite clearly drawn a line in the sand there and said previous executive team gone, interim and a permanent one to come. He also talks a lot about transparency, this idea that people were appearing before in the Oireachtas Committee and giving a statement to the Oireachtas Committee that we're all on the executive leadership team, but none of us really knew what was going on. He's saying that's gone now, that decisions will be made collectively. So there's kind of, it's almost collective cabinet accountability then as a result. So it puts a layer in place there. He talks very much to staff and says things such as we will review pay grades, and that's something that has been demanded. Where he talks about the register of interest, he doesn't say what's going to happen to people who have breached the guidelines. And that's very much a question that's hanging there at the moment. We had the issue last week with Marty Morrissey's car for 6 years and it not being declared to RTE management. Now, you know, tricky one there in that Marty Morrissey is a good friend of Kevin Backhurst, and that's well documented. So he'll be asked about that later on in the day, and I'm sure he'll clarify what exactly is going to happen on that front. It's a very immediate statement. It doesn't really talk about the longer term challenges. Once RTE deals with the current crisis, the ongoing crisis is still there in the background around the organisation's finances, future. He doesn't talk about reform, restructuring. That's probably for as the week goes on. I'm sure he has a plan there. He does have the advantage as a new effectively CEO who's come into an organisation who has been here before, so he's familiar with the territory. And also, he was on the ground 4 weeks ago, mm-hmm. even before all this mm-hmm. crisis emerged, meeting people. So he has been planning for this for a while.
Will government be impressed by this?
Yeah, I mean, it does actually show that somebody is coming into the role who believes in openness, transparency and accountability, that he is very much placing himself as the figurehead. Because even when you were looking at the appearance before the Oireachtas committees, it wasn't clear who exactly is in charge mm-hmm. here. Is it the board or is it the management team? And as we saw last week, both of those seem to be at odds over information we provided. So in this case, Kevin Backhurst is quite clearly saying he is the one in charge.
How much hinges on the appearance of Ryan Tuberty and Noel Kelly and what they have to say at these committees tomorrow?
Well, that also comes not just to RTE, the organisation itself, but also Ryan Tuberty's own future here. People will obviously be looking for him to provide better answers than he did from day one when he blamed this upon RTE's internal accountancy practices. So he'll have to set that to one side and provide some answers. He will have legal representation there, and I don't see any difficulty with that whatsoever. You'd have to say the committees in recent weeks may well have danced along a very fine line with some of the questions that they were putting to the RTE team. The Oireachtas committee system is still very much under scrutiny after the Public Accounts Committee and the Chair John McGuinness broke the law.
Would you expect the legal representatives, if necessary, to interject?
Well, I would expect that at the very least, or the Oireachtas committees will set out quite clearly what questions they will be facing. That is a requirement now under the Oireachtas committee's own procedures. And yeah, that's what your legal representatives are there for. If there is a crossing of that line, then you would expect that they will point that out.
Okay, Fionnán Sheehan from the Irish Independent. Thank you so much.